Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, Bitcoin price turns to test the lowest support levels as $50,000 stays out of reach. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And as Plan B shares here, Bitcoin August closing price, $47,156. Like clockwork, basically meaning the stock the flow is still on track. And as Samson Mo shares here, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they ban Bitcoin, then Bitcoin goes to $10 million a coin, and they can't see or hear you from the Citadel walls. That's right. Also in today's show, breaking news, the Legislative Assembly of El Salvador approves $150 million Bitcoin trust. We're talking about history in the making. Check out this reaction once it was approved right here.
Bitcoin.
Pretty epic, right? Also in today's show, surge in activity and token prices shows that DeFi Summer 2.0 has already started. As Ryan Watkins from Masari shares here, y'all want a DeFi Summer 2.0? Well, it's here, but at a much larger scale and multi-chain. Also in today's show, Ethereum north of $20,000 feels about right, says macro guru Raul Pau, and explains why. That's right. The macro guru believes that Ethereum can rise 480% from its current price in the coming months. And quoting him here, my price prediction has been ETH north of 20,000, and that's pretty simple. All I did was map it over the ETH chart to the Bitcoin 2017 chart. They work perfectly, and it gives you 20,000. There's no great science to that, but it feels about right. And regarding his king of all crypto price prediction for the end of the year, he says, I've also mapped the Bitcoin price versus Bitcoin 2013. They look pretty similar. I think it's somewhere between $250,000 to $400,000 with an outside chance of $1 million if we get an extended cycle. Don't forget, they usually go up 5 to 10x in the last 3 months of the year. We haven't even got to the all-time high. But let's say Bitcoin goes up 5x from the $60,000 high. That's $350,000 per Bitcoin. And that would be a very normal rally for year end considering we're about to have an exchange-traded fund. I'll be breaking all this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin and some of the alts are currently correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we? All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. We have a lot to cover as usual, so let's dive right in. Bitcoin continued its range below 50,000 on August 31st, the final day of the month, as analysts demanded higher levels in order to continue the bull run. And right here, looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart, as 51,000 remains the deal breaker for BTC. That's right, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView painted a dull picture for investors on August 31st, as Bitcoin continued to trade in a 4 day old descending channel. And despite highly encouraging on-chain metrics and fundamentals, as I shared in great detail in yesterday's episode, Bitcoin price action disappointed the market throughout the weekend and beyond, as a lack of momentum kept 50,000 at bay. Major resistance, now solidified on exchanges at 51,000 and above, remains firmly in place, and analysts say the outlook remains muted until this level is turned into support. And quoting crypto analyst Mikhail van de Pop, we clearly stated that 51,000 is the level that Bitcoin has to break through. If that happens, we most likely are going into a new impulse wave back to 58,000 at first, and then probably a new all-time high. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analysts. And despite historic highs being just $17,000 away, these levels seem to be a distant target at the time of this recording. And a look at the buy and sell levels on major exchange Binance confirmed the need for significant buyer support in order for Bitcoin to exit its current trading zone. And as you can see here in this chart, it shows you the Bitcoin buy and sell levels on Binance as of August 31st. Now, others have shared the view that Bitcoin was drifting not towards resistance, but to a retest of demand that nonetheless has cemented itself thanks to the previous accumulation phase. As crypto analyst Rack Capital shares here, slowly but surely, Bitcoin is inching closer and closer towards its next major demand area below in the orange, which is shows in this chart between that $44,000 and $46,000 area. Now, the extent of accumulation in the $40,000 range is significant, and data suggests that it is unlikely that a significant price drop will ensue. With prices pushing above $50,000 and some notable profit taking covered last week, the market currently sits at the top end of a very high on-chain volume node, analytics firm Glassnode wrote on August 30th in its latest weekly report. Now, the report showed that 1.65 million BTC has a cost basis between $45,000 and $50,000, quoting them again here. On net, this indicates that a fairly strong set of high conviction investors remain in the market and is a powerful signal for the bulls, the analyst added. And right here, you can see the Bitcoin UTXO realized price distribution annotated chart brought to you by Glassnode Analytics. And as Plan B, the creator of the Bitcoin Stock the Flow model, shares here, Bitcoin August closing price is $47,156. Like clockwork, that's right, the Stock the Flow is still on track. And if you're not familiar with the Stock the Flow and Stock the Flow X, which is a cross asset model, it predicts $100,000 to $288,000 Bitcoin price medium average within the next 4 years. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the Stock the Flow. And as Samson Mo shares here, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they ban Bitcoin, then Bitcoin goes to $10 million per coin, and you can't see or hear them from the Citadel walls. I can't wait, fam. It is only a matter of time. A $1 million and $10 million Bitcoin price, in my humble opinion, is destiny. Now, before I break down our next breaking story of the day, Legislative Assembly of El Salvador approves $150 million Bitcoin trust, as well as surge in activity and token prices, shows DeFi Summer 2.0 already started, as well as Ethereum north of $20,000. Feels about right, says macro guru Raul Powell, as well as reveals his $350,000 Bitcoin price prediction. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin barely in the red and correcting, down 0.33% for the day, trading just under 47,700. We have Ether breaking out, up 3.2% for the day, trading just above 3,500. We have Binance Coin up 2%, trading at $481. Solana down 6.5%, trading at $117. Cardano barely in the red, down 0.25%, trading at $2.82. And Chainlink up 3%, trading just under $28. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. El Salvador's Legislative Assembly has passed legislation creating $150 million Bitcoin trust and supporting the development of crypto infrastructure and services across the country. Let's go, El Salvador. The bill was passed on August 31st with 64 officials voting in favor and 14 opposing the trust creation. The trust is designed to facilitate conversion of Bitcoin into US dollars and support the rollout of vital technological infrastructure, enabling widespread adoption of crypto assets. Now, the news comes just 1 week before the country's controversial Bitcoin law is set to take effect. The impending legislation will recognize BTC as a legal tender across El Salvador and is slated to take effect on September 7th. Now, currently, U.S. dollars are used as legal tender in the country. Now, the Development Bank of El Salvador has been appointed to oversee the trust's operation. The $150 million will be redirected from the country's $500 million loan with the Central American Bank of Economic Integration, the CABEI. Loan was originally taken for the purpose of economic recovery for small and medium-sized businesses. Of those funds, $23.3 million is earmarked to support the installation of government-backed crypto ATMs, allowing allowing local citizens to exchange between Bitcoin and USD. Now, 30 million has also been designated to offer incentives to encourage adoption of the government's digital wallet known as Shivo, which is a slang term which means cool. And in June, President Nayib Bukele announced that the government would airdrop $30 worth of Bitcoin to every Salvadoran adult who downloads the Shivo wallet. However, El Salvador's current population is 6.5 million, suggesting that the government either believes that adoption will be lower or has not yet allocated enough Bitcoin to go around. I think that's pretty cool of the government to give every citizen $30 in free BTC. This could do nothing but help usher in this massive adoption. It's a no-brainer if you're to ask me. And in related news today, asset tokenization and financial infrastructure company Coinbase announced it had signed a deal with the government of El Salvador to develop the country's digital currency infrastructure with Algorand's open source blockchain at the core. This is pretty breaking news. And the Minister of Economy, Maria Breve, said that the government was focused on cryptocurrency education and using crypto incentives as a means to soothe the high amount of uncertainty within its population. So there you have it. And before I break down our next story of the day, surge in activity and token prices shows DeFi Summer 2.0 already started, as well as Ethereum north of 20,000 feels about right, says macro guru Raoul Powell, as well as shares his $350,000 Bitcoin price prediction. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $2 trillion with $86 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And current Bitcoin dominance is 43.6%, with the Ether dominance back on the climb at 20.3%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have FTX token up 12%, trading at $53. OKB up about 11%, trading at $22. And VeChain up 9%, trading just above 13 cents. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now, checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 71 out of 100 in greed. Yesterday was a 73, last week a 73, and last month a 48 in neutral. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. After a blistering start to 2021, saw token valuations and trading volume surge to ignite the current bull market, the DeFi sector as a whole took a break while the NFT sector stepped into the limelight. That's right, while investors' attention was elsewhere, DeFi prices had time to consolidate and project developers were able to focus on protocol upgrades. And in the past month, DeFi-related tokens have been gaining traction and look poised for a breakout in September. And right here, you can see the DeFi index perpetual futures 4-hour chart. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView shows that multiple DeFi tokens, including Aave, Synthetics, YFI, and SushiSwap, have rallied nearly 40% since May 10th, while the price of Bitcoin is still 27% away from its all-time high. And the recent bullishness in DeFi tokens has prompted some analysts to point out that the DeFi Summer 2.0 did in fact take place and at a much larger scale than anyone anticipated. As Ryan Watkins from Asari shares here, y'all want a DeFi Summer 2.0? Well, it's here, but at a much larger scale and multi-chain. First, Matic with its $40 million incentive program, 1% of the supply. Then Avalanche with $180 million, now worth $450 million. And today, Phantom and Celo with $300 million and $100 million, respectively. Solana and Terra next. What are your thoughts? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now let's break down the on-chain metrics, which shows DeFi is heating up. Evidence that the DeFi space is heating up can be found in various on-chain metrics that indicate a healthy amount of trading activity and an increasing number of new users interacting with DeFi and decentralized exchange protocols. According to data from Dune Analytics, the number of new participants coming into the DeFi ecosystem has risen nonstop over the past year, reaching a record 3,285,000 total users as of August 31st. And this steady addition of new users has helped keep the activity on DeFi, lending protocols, and decentralized exchanges elevated, with data from Dune Analytics showing that the weekly decentralized exchange volume in August reached levels not seen since late May, as you can see here in this chart. And for those who are concerned that the high transaction fees on the Ethereum network may limit the ability for the smaller investors to engage within the sector, the growing field of layer 2 solutions like Loopring and cross-chain bridges to competing networks like the Solana ensure that portfolios of all sizes will be able to partake in DeFi investing. That's right. And one of the best examples of this has been the rapid rise of Polygon, aka Matic, a layer 2 network that has emerged as a top ranking blockchain in regards to total value locked. Data from DeFi Llama shows that Polygon is now the fourth ranked chain in terms of total value locked, with more than $4.93 billion locked into the network. How many of you are bullish on Matic? Let me know in the comments. When Bitcoin is still struggling to gain momentum below 50,000, it's possible that the market is headed towards an altcoin season. And if that occurs, the top DeFi protocols with strong long-term fundamentals are likely to benefit from the bullish momentum. That's right. Let's go DeFi 2.0. You already know I'm bullish as a mofo. And before I break down our final story of the day, Ethereum north of $20,000 feels about right, says macro guru Raul Powell, as well as revealing his $350,000 Bitcoin price prediction. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 900 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and hit that bell icon to help me get to 50,000 subs. I appreciate your continued support. And you can also follow me on Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is crypto news. Yes. And for those of you on Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok, be sure to follow me there. All right. Now let's break down our final story of the day and the moment you've all been waiting for. Macro guru Raul Powell predicts that Ethereum can skyrocket over 480% from its current price in the coming months. That's right. In a new Bankless episode, the former Goldman Sachs executive unveils how he derived a $20,000 price prediction for the leading smart contract platform. Quoting him here, "My price prediction has been ETH north of $20,000. And that's pretty simple. All I did is just map it over the ETH chart to the Bitcoin 2017 chart. They work perfectly and it gives you $20,000. There is no great science to that, but it feels about right." And earlier this month, Powell called Ethereum the greatest trade as changes in the fundamentals of the second largest crypto work to significantly reduce the supply of Ethereum. Quoting him again here, "Basically, there's 13% of all the free float of Ethereum available. Everything else is being staked, locked, and hoarded. They've just made the supply more difficult. The supply is lower." And regarding his target date, he goes on to share that Ethereum can reach his target price of $20,000 before March of 2022. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the macro guru. And looking at the Bitcoin price targets, he says the leading crypto can also meteorically rise in the coming months. Quoting him again here, "I've also mapped the Bitcoin price versus Bitcoin 2013. They look pretty similar. There's a bunch of other ways I do it with Bitcoin, with logarithmic charts, regression analysis, stuff like that. Generally speaking, I think it's somewhere between $250,000 to $400,000 with an outside chance of $1 million if we get an extended cycle." That's right. We're talking about a super cycle could potentially bring the Bitcoin price to $1 million on this cycle, according to the macro guru. And he also names two huge catalysts that can fuel the rally of the king cryptocurrency. Quoting him again here, "Don't forget, they usually go up 5 to 10x in the last 3 months of the year. We haven't even got to the all-time high, but let's say Bitcoin goes up 5x from that $60,000 high, that's $350,000 per Bitcoin. That would be a very normal rally for the year end, considering we're about to have an exchange traded fund. And if I'm right, we might see the central bank pivoting to more printing. They may not print more money this year, but they'll start talking about it. Those two things alone are enough to drive Bitcoin to $350,000 per BTC. Let me know if you agree with the macro guru. And to check out this entire interview entitled "Ethereum is the Greatest Trade," check the show notes below the video in the description. Now for a quick recap, what I covered with you here in today's show: Bitcoin price turns to test lower support levels as 50,000 stays out of reach. Also in today's show, we discuss breaking news: Legislative Assembly of El Salvador approves $150 million Bitcoin trust. Also in today's show, we discussed a surge in activity in token prices, which shows DeFi Summer 2.0 has already started, as well as Ethereum north of 20,000 feels about right, says macro guru Raul Powell, and also predicts a $350,000 Bitcoin price. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. I want to give a quick shout out to Lawrence Abramoff. I appreciate your super chat contribution as always. Much love, fam. And now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Audrey wrote, "JV, appreciate your 365 dedication of bringing top crypto news to the people. I love your format. You tell us what you're going to cover. You cover it, then you review it. It's a recipe for great learning and retention. Thanks. I'm glad you noticed that, Audrey, and much continued love." Now, this next comment comes from a longtime listener, Ellen, who wrote, "JV, crazy times here. Great show. Thanks for covering Willy Woo. He is incredible. Hopium, rocket ship. to the moon. You are awesome, Ellen. Thanks so much for your continued support. Love and light. And this third and final comment comes from Pokeman, who wrote, "Hey, brother JV, missed the live show, but just caught up. Once again, full of information and your intelligent insights. I don't understand, what is this super cycle? What do they think it entails? What does it mean with price predictions? I have never experienced this before, and I don't think that the market has. I'm just confused. Take care. God bless you and yours." God bless, Pokeman. I appreciate your continued support. So what exactly is a super cycle? Great question, by the way. That's when the market and the price action goes absolutely parabolic. What would that mean for the Bitcoin price? We're talking about a $400,000 to $500,000 Bitcoin price. This cycle would be an example of a super cycle. And in Dragon Ball Z terms, that's when Gohan, Goku, and Vegeta turn Super Saiyan. Just saying. And for a chance to be featured in tomorrow's episode, be sure to drop me a comment right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. And real quick, before I go, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is BlockFi.com/crypto news alerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit BlockFi.com/crypto news alerts. Once again, that's BlockFi.com/crypto news alerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?